always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, look, I think we both agree. People shouldn't have to go to jail for smoking weed.
Are you aware that there is a strain of cannabis named after you, Kamala Kush? Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously,
for real.
I did not know that.
You didn't know it? They didn't even send you any?
No.
Oh, that's outrageous. You'd think you would get...
You'd think you would get something.
5:28 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show. And Tim, people wonder why 81-year-old Joe Biden, who can't probably remember his name, won't step aside. Is Kamala Harris's performance there a reason why they don't want her nowhere near the Oval Office?
The caboose is more of a train wreck than the engine, Chris. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, you know, even Jimmy Kimmel. Look, if you think about it, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't even respect her. He asked her a bunch of really stupid questions because apparently he doesn't think she can answer anything of any substance.
I almost expect her to say, yeah, Jimmy, I'm on it right now. Let's on the line with us. Very honored to have on again once on the show, Christopher Ruddy. He's the founder and CEO of Newsmax. Mr. Ruddy, welcome to the show.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me. Good to be on with you and Tim again.
Excellent. Now, I've got a lot of questions for you, but one question, my first question is, and I've never asked you about this, but what is the origins of Newsmax and what is your background and how did this great network really get started?
Well, we'll be here for an hour if I have to go back to the Grover Cleveland administration when I started. But I've been in journalism for about 30 years. I started at the New York Post. I was covering the Clinton White House back in the 90s, Whitewater. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the lack of media balance. And there was a thing called the Drudge Report. He was coming out online. We really felt, you know what? We need to start having more balance in the media, more fairness, get the other side. Remember Paul Harvey used to say, that was the other side of the story. And so we decided to start Newsmax in 1998. It became a leading digital media property. And then about 2014, we launched Newsmax TV. We're now the fourth largest cable news channel in the United States, right behind CNN in key ratings. So we're having a very powerful impact. And it's really thanks to people going either to their streaming to get Newsmax, or we're available on OTT streaming platforms like Roku and Samsung and all of that. We're also available on all the major cable channels now. You just have to look up your directory for Newsmax and find it.
Excellent. Chris, thanks once again for joining us. I noticed that the top headline at Newsmax, newsmax.com, is the fact that the appeals court down in the southeast part of the U.S. has halted Trump's Georgia case while the district attorney, the embattled Fani Willis's role, is being challenged. Chris, give us a little update on that and then your thoughts about the fact that they did get him in New York. Okay, big surprise there. But most of the other lawfare against Donald Trump around the country has been stymied, hasn't it?
Well, you know, these were cases that were rushed through when it was clear that he was ahead of Joe Biden in the polls and was going to be the Republican nominee. It's pretty clear there's a direct line in every case to the White House. Even in the Fani Willis case, the prosecutor she appointed had a meeting in the White House counsel's office. Well, what's that about if this is a local Georgia case? One of the leading prosecutors of the Department of Justice quit to run the case in New York. So you see this connection between the Bidens and these cases, and we've never had a case, let alone one case, where the Department of Justice or local prosecutors have tried to file suit against a former president of the United States. It's pretty clear it's political. And they're also rushing the cases. They're trying to move them through a lot quicker than they normally would because they have an election they want to interfere with. And so I think the public, if you look at the numbers, the polling numbers, Donald Trump is doing really well. I spoke to him the day after the verdict, and he was pretty emphatic that he thought the polls would go up. And I think the public's catching on to what this is. It's a political witch hunt using the legal system, the weaponized legal system. And I think Newsmax has been at the forefront of covering this, and we will continue to do it.
Speaking with Christopher Ruddy, he's the founder and CEO of Newsmax. Mr. Ruddy, you answered my question about have you spoken to the president. I know Donald Trump loves Newsmax. I know that that you are a friend of his. I want to ask another question. It's kind of on the radio side. It's not TV, but it affects us here on the radio station. As you know, George Soros has bought Odyssey radio station, which is the number two radio network in the nation. Our biggest competitor here in St. Louis, conservative station, is owned by Odyssey. What's your thoughts of George Soros buying the second largest radio network in the United States?
Well, I think it's concerning. You know, I think what he's done is he bought the debt so that his organization could get control of the company because they were having debt financial mm-hmm. issues. But effectively, he gets control, and it's problematic. You know, he bought up a group of Spanish stations that Disney was selling, Univision and Disney, and he took control of the largest conservative Hispanic station, talk station, Radio Mambi in Miami, and of course moving that more liberal. And so he's going to get control of a lot of conservative talk stations and news stations. And I think it's problematic. It's a free country. He can go buy it. But, you know, the left is influencing us and getting control of media at every level. They own big tech. It went overwhelmingly for Biden. They hate Trump. They even hate him so much they removed him from platforms. We're seeing it. The left is backing these liberal media monitoring groups like NewsGuard that are basically locking out conservatives from getting any advertising fees. And so they don't want, they're trying to end conservative media. You've seen it in radio where they block a lot of national advertisers from coming on conservative talk radio. And so it's a effort at censorship and political interference. And Soros has said that he's out. He wants to, his son recently announced that his number one goal was to stop Donald Trump. And they have put their money where their mouth is, and they're trying to do it. It's our job to get the other side out.
Yeah, Chris, I want to follow up on that point. I think if most Americans understood how vast and wealthy and deep the resources were on the left, they'd probably be terrified if they knew everything they're getting involved in. In addition to everything you just mentioned, newspapers, right? We know that there's a network. We have one here in Missouri. It's called, it's of course, almost jokingly called the Missouri Independent. It is a Soros-funded newspaper. It's part, I think, of this overall national network. There's 23 or 24 different publications. Most of them are based in state capitals. There's the subject you all just talked about with Chris on with the purchasing of the radio stations. They're very involved in the electoral world, right? With Arabella Advisors. I mean, Chris, speak to the fact of how the tentacles of the uber far left, many of whom aren't even citizens of this country, multi-billionaires, foreign money, and what it's trying to do to the institutions of the United States.
Well, I think you summed it up pretty well yourself right there. I mean, you have a number of people coming in, interfering and trying to influence the public views, and they don't like Donald Trump, and they're doing everything they can to stop him. We've never had anything like it in the history of the country. The media has been, in fact, the recent Gallup poll showed that public trust in the major media is in the lowest it has ever been in history. Mm. Mm. And when you watch the manipulation of the media constantly, the Wall Street Journal had an article out today, which Newsmax is covering and had up a lead of its website during the day, is that Joe Biden, White House aides are admitting that Joe Biden is slipping. He's not mentally able. And we have his own Department of Justice said he shouldn't be prosecuted, even though he supposedly committed crimes related to classified documents, much more serious allegations than involve Trump, because Biden, as a vice president, as a U.S. senator, had no right to declassify documents, where Donald Trump could say that he declassified the documents because he was president. And they said that he was not mentally able to be a prosecutor, stand for trial. And yet this man is running the United States. Well, right. The journalist goes and talk to a lot of aides at the White House, and they're basically very worried about his ability to govern.
We're speaking with Christopher Ruddy. He's the founder and CEO of Newsmax. You know, Chris, every Monday I come on the air here at the beginning of our show, and I tell our audience I watch the Sunday show, so you don't have to. And one thing that has really gotten my ire the last couple of months is the moderators on these shows, the hosts on these shows, since Donald Trump has been on the scene, now feel it is their job, their duty to fact-check, especially Republicans. Candidates and Republican politicians live in real time on the air, and they don't do it as much with Democrats, and it drives me absolutely insane. I want to get your thoughts on that new trend in journalism, and then when I want to ask you, when is Newsmax going to get their own Meet the Press This Week type of show to compete with these Sunday shows?
Well, we have a lot of Sunday news coverage right now if you tune in, and we have people like Mike Huckabee, who has a show on Sundays. Dick Morris, one of the great political strategists and advisor to President Trump, and Sebastian Gorka has a show on Sunday. So we have a really good team, but one of these days we will continue to add to our programming. Our ratings are way up. We were the only cable news channel to see ratings increases, very significant. It was 80% daytime across every day part last year, and that has continued in the first quarter. Some of the data shows that we're within very close to overtaking CNN in primetime hours. Mm-hmm. And we're not even in as many cable homes. We're in 20 million less cable homes than CNN. So it's a remarkable feat. And I think it's because a lot of people are going to Newsmax cable channel. We also have a new Plus streaming service. If you can't get it or you don't get it on your cable, you just go download our Newsmax app and sign up for NewsmaxPlus.com. If you go to NewsmaxPlus.com, you'll see the various ways you can just sign up and get Newsmax on your app.
Chris, I'm looking at Newsmax.com this evening, and one of the headline stories coming out of Newsmax TV refers to the one of the senators from Oklahoma, Senator Lankford. He made the statement on Newsmax TV today that the polls, the political polls, are driving Joe Biden's border action. I think a lot of Americans are seeing right through that. And you have some other coverage relating to some other issues, Chris, where I think all of this is poll driven. The situation in Israel, with between Israel and Hamas on the Gaza Strip. Joe Biden seems to he's trying to be on every side of that issue and doing it all extremely poorly. He's making political decisions when it now comes to border actions. He's made political decisions in the past that you all have covered regarding his decisions of student loan forgiveness. Chris, these are all really, really, really bad public policy decisions and seem to be entirely politically driven. Do you think Americans are seeing that these are all election year stunts and a really bad way to run the country?
Well, Donald Trump, you know, people I know people that don't like Donald Trump, and they don't jive with him for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. And I always say, look at the output of 4 years now. We have 4 years of Donald Trump. Look at the output of almost 4 years of Joe Biden. Hands down on domestic economic policy, Trump wins across the board. Hands down on foreign policy and international crises. We had no foreign wars, and we've had a major war in the Middle East, the first one in 20 years. We've had a war breakout in Europe, the first one since World War II. We've had Iran on the edge of getting a nuclear warhead. They weren't even anywhere close under Trump. And then China is pushing and threatening war in Taiwan and other places in the South China Sea and the Philippines. And there are other hot spots around the world. These are just the major ones that are, and it's a serious problem. And I think it's a lack of leadership, and you're seeing it at every level. the border, I mean, you go, he's allowed over 10 million people into the country. There's been estimates we're spending like $500 billion a year. They're giving these people hotel rooms and four-star hotels, credit cards, and free cell phones. It doesn't make any sense. And it's just, it's either a lack of leadership on one hand or an embrace of the woke left on the other. And we don't really know who's running the government. And I think that's why Trump's doing so well in the polls. Even people, I think we all know people that said they didn't like him. They weren't. Now they're voting for him. And even a lot of members of the data is amazing. It shows that 20% of blacks, a lot of younger blacks, Joe Biden made all these promises, never came through. And then you have a lot of members of the Jewish community. It's so significant that Trump is almost, he's only 6 points behind in New York State. I mean, he lost that state by 20 points to Joe Biden last time. So tremendous sea change going on in the country. I think it's going to continue, and it's we're seeing it in interest in talk radio, on the online, and on Newsmax.
Final question for you, Mr. Ruddy. We know how valuable your time is, and we surely do appreciate it. There is going to be a presidential debate on June 27th. Is Newsmax competing for a future presidential debate?
Well, we're certainly open to hosting one, and we'll see what goes out. We're probably going to be more likely to do a town hall with President Trump. We're certainly going to ask Joe Biden if he's interested in doing a town hall, and you never know. We have certainly done some incredible events. This weekend, we're going to be covering President Trump's rally. Usually Fox News doesn't cover these rallies. They used to years ago. We do them. Tremendous opportunity to find out what President Trump is thinking. That's going to be this Sunday. He'll be out in Las Vegas, so we'll be covering that. Vegas time, 12, it'll be 2:00 Central Time. We're also, by the way, conducting a poll right now if you think Trump should be jailed. And a sentencing that's taking place on July 11th. If you go to Newsmax.com, at the top of the page, we have a poll up. And we're asking Americans what they think. And if they support this idea that a sitting former U.S. president should be put in prison for a crime that nobody has ever been prosecuted for before. And so we'll be checking all the boxes and the coverage that we need to do, and we're urging people to keep checking in with us.
Mr. Ruddy, are you holding your breath on waiting for Joe Biden to do a town hall on Newsmax?
Well, if he does, we'll have to open a bottle of champagne, I guess.
Yes.
You know, we would treat him, if Joe Biden came on Newsmax, and I think the White House was happy with the fair coverage that we gave. You know, we're not out against anyone. Yeah. We believe in having both sides, have always done that. And we think it's very important. So we've had Democrats on, Bill Clinton's come on Newsmax a couple of times through the years. We hosted one of the Democratic debates with a Spanish organization in the 20 election. So Joe Biden was unable to make that, but 4 or 5 of the Democratic candidates, including Bernie Sanders and others, showed up for the debate.
And I've had the honor, of course, of appearing on Newsmax and your shows, and I know that your hosts are fair and balanced. I just think Joe Biden would be, I think, more afraid more than anything to come on Newsmax, because he would probably think he wouldn't be treated fairly, and I know it would be the exact opposite. Christopher Ruddy, we've been talking to. He is the founder and CEO of Newsmax. Mr. Ruddy, thank you so much for your time, and we hope to check back with you again during this election season.
Well, Chris and Tim, thank you for having me. Always great being with you guys and in St. Louis, and always great when you're on TV with us as well. So
thank you.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Newsmax has a lot of fans in St. Louis, sir. I can tell you that. Thank you so much.